I introduce my co-conspirators in fooling, the art of fooling. Dorsha Nelson, who will introduce some form of laughter. And clown and storyteller extraordinaire, Angela Holgersen Bogo, which is a beautiful name, from Norway.
So we'd like to begin with bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is beginning with absolute clarity. And to find clarity, all you need to do is become completely still. And once you've attained clarity and stillness, the first thing that arises most naturally is a deep, selfless caring that floods the whole universe. I had a Tibetan Rinpoche tell me once, always begin with bodhicitta. And he didn't just tell me, he transmitted it. It was visceral. So to begin with bodhicitta, first, relax your body. Just allow your physical body to completely relax. Feet firmly on the floor. Stop moving. Just relax. And breathe. Find the breath naturally arising and falling. Nothing else is needed, just this breath. And once the body is relaxed with the rhythm of the breath, like the ocean waves, then let's let the heart be at peace. Open your heart. A closed heart is never at peace. So open your heart. Let it break open if necessary. Let go of all your likes and dislikes, all your fears and hopefulness. Just let the heart be still. And once the heart is open, empty your mind of all thoughts. Let go of all your opinions, all that foolishness. Let go of all your beliefs for now. Just let them fly away like birds into the empty sky. And notice the stillness that underlies all things. This stillness, this I am-ness that was here. It was here 5 minutes ago, 5 years ago, 5,000 years ago, 5 million years ago. This I am-ness is always here. So now in this stillness, this complete utter silence, notice that deep selfless caring that just most naturally arises and will begin to play fooling. I love the big mind process. It's brilliant. It always starts with the innocent child. The innocent child is such a natural fool. He's childlike. She's childlike. So naturally. And then the self begins to develop.
Boy.
Let the games begin. And we return at the end. If we've found the silence and the sacredness of this silence, and we transmute like lead into gold into a wise old fool.
So the first part of the fooling is to notice the chair you're sitting on. Have you even thanked this chair yet today? Stand up a moment. Turn around and look at this chair. It served us magnificently, but now we need to move these chairs. And here is how we will do it. First, look at the chair with respect. And then place your hands on the chair with care. Not on the back, but at the sides. We're going to pick it up. At the bottom, in the grasping position. Exactly, the grasping position. And then in complete silence, we will carry the chairs to the side of the room, to the sides and to the back. Really quiet. And when you've placed your chair, come back into the middle of the room.
Yeah. Can we see?
And anything that's on the floor, just put to the sides also. Lovely. So, wherever you are, just see if you can do this movement without smacking anybody in the face, without hitting anybody. See if you've got a little bit of room around you. Great. Okay. And then bring your attention down to your feet. Maybe if you're in bare feet, you'll feel the floor, or you feel your shoes. And just have a slow turn around you, taking everybody else who is also focusing on their feet. And start to have a slow walk through these people. And whoever you meet, wherever you see anybody, just let them see you. You see into them. Let them see you as you are right now. And when I say three, the person that you look at next is your partner. One and a half. Two and a half. Two and three quarters.
Three. There they are. There they are. If you haven't got a partner, wave. Wave. There they are. Look, there's one. Look around and find them. They may be behind you. Okay, just for a moment, the two of you, just do whatever you feel like your body wants to do right now. Just give it a shake or a wriggle or just wake it up a little bit. Think up as well. Up, 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 up. You look like you're at a rave. Look at that. Okay, here's a little process. Can I borrow you? It's very simple. One person moves, the other person just absorbs, watches. When this person stops moving, the other person moves. This person watches. It's very simple. We shall demonstrate. Wait. You're supposed to stop. I move. You still. I stop. You move. I'm still. Here we go. Sorry. Here we go. I think you get the idea. So, with your partner. Let's start. Let's get still. Shh. Wait. So we're going to do it really still and quiet. And see if you can feel the other person as they're moving and feel the still moments in between. In between the two of you and in between and in the whole room. Still, quiet. Okay.
Imitating you.
So let yourself do whatever your body feels like doing in relation to this other. Whatever you feel like doing. And pause a moment and just drop inside yourself and just check, could I have more fun with this? Could I? So let's start again. Give yourself an interesting starting position that amuses you in some way. An interesting starting position. And now, how much fun can you have in the same exercise? Okay.
You
Doesn't that feel good?
Okay, very good, very good. Very good. Hello.
Should I bring
now?
My handbag has a whistle, a loud
whistle. The next level is coming. Listen.
My handbag.
The next level is coming. Now you can go anywhere in the room and interact. When I say, don't move, don't move. Anywhere in the room, interact with anybody. But always, Steve, you can be in connection with somebody. With this that's coming. Now you can go anywhere in the room, always interacting with somebody, and enjoy yourself as much as you can. A confundirse con un cielo che nunca más podré recuperar. Vuelven de nuevo los recuerdos, las horas jóvenes que di, y desde el mar llega un fantasma hecho de cosas que amé perdí. Todo fue un sueño que perdimos. ¿Cómo perdimos los pájaros y el mar? Un sueño breve y antiguo como el tiempo que los espejos no pueden reflejar. Después busqué perderte en tantas otras y aquellas otras y todas eran. La soledad me devoró y fuimos dos.
Soy solo un pájaro perdido.
So this is a wonderful warm-up. So there's a practice in Integral Zen. It was introduced by my teacher. It's called sacred laughter. And usually we do it after the retreat really gets cooking and everybody's dropping deeply into silence. And all of a sudden, this laughter just spontaneously begins to emerge. We don't have that luxury here, so we're going to have to do it a different way. And we end up having to do it this way sometimes during retreat as well. So one of the ways to break through into sacred laughter is to start with sacred kvetching. And those of you that don't know what the Yiddish word kvetching means, it's whining, moaning. So sacred moaning, just think of something that, oh, it just shouldn't be this way. Oh, oy vey, oh, oh. And you could complain a little. Oh, the water was cold during my shower. Oh!
It's such a tragedy. I can't hear anything in this noise. And my poor soul, aren't you sorry for me?
Okay, that's enough. Now notice, who's doing the whining? This is a clue. I don't know about you, but all my suffering in life has been caused one single source of all my suffering. What could it be? Me! This is what we call the sacred joke. Get the joke. The joke is me. The cosmic joke is me. So a round of sacred laughter. Now that we're ready for it. Just think of the last time you did something so foolish that you couldn't do anything but laugh. And you know what's really funny? I'll bet you did it again. And again. That's not funny. This is a practice. It's called fooling.
To partly use this session as a launch pad for the game of fooling into the rest of the conference. And we will explain when it is appropriate. We really don't want to destroy everybody's sessions. So we have some guidelines which we will hear about in a moment, and we have some suggestions. So I can feel like you're warming up to it. It's like it's got a good start. So can we first of all hear, please, the principles guidelines, commitments, or rules, whichever word you like.
I love rules as a Swiss. And I like it even better if I have my proper glasses on so I don't have to go like this. Respect everyone and everything in this game. Own your fool. Don't project onto or ridicule someone else. Do not do unnecessary harm. Clean up any messes you may make. Be a blessing. When in doubt, say yes. Practice. When in doubt, say
yes.
There we go.
When in doubt, say
yes.
When in doubt, say
yes.
They understand what you said.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you.
And basically enjoy yourself through the rest of this con.
So, how? Of course, you can inhabit the fool any way you like. But if you're unsure or you run out of inspiration, you can come to us because we have, well, there are in the moment we have them, but yes. These bags will be floating from person to person. Inside the bags are many foolish missions. There are 12 foolish missions. If you complete one, you can bring it back and take another one. So you can see how many missions you can complete by the end of the conference. Also, there are posters here at the conference. Many wise, clever people have done many wise and clever things and made wonderful posters. Our poster is empty at the moment because it's for you to research and write about your experiences as the fool, what you find out, what you're inspired to share. And it's on the way to the restaurant. You'll see it, fooling poster. Mistakes were mentioned earlier. If you make a mistake, if you see a mistake happening, it's a moment to enjoy. So mistakes, the unexpected things that go wrong, I really like, they're little doorways into something else. If we go through them. Mistakes. There's a community board that has been mentioned already. If you have an idea of something you'd like to do as a fool, you can post it on that community board. I have my own offer to make to you all. My offer is to meet at the lake tomorrow morning with a towel at 7 a.m. It's not. You don't know what's going to happen at 7 a.m. There is also one song that has already been created. It was created at breakfast this morning. Where are the singers of the song? They were here. So in the break, when we go out for the coffee, you will be able to hear the first fool song that's been created, for example. And so we have some ideas. Now I'd just like to invite you to make yourself as comfortable as you can for a moment. However you can. Lay down, sit down.
Need to teach the third.
So take a moment for yourself in that lovely inner space and see what comes to you now in relation to this offer that we're making to inhabit the fool. Maybe you've already been, you're very aware of the fool in yourself. Or maybe it's a very new or scary prospect. Some people were primed yesterday because they had 3 hours of a fool workshop. So it doesn't matter, wherever you are in relation to this. Where would you like to explore? What edge would you like to explore through these days? One of the biggest invitations that the fool brings is to say yes to taking a risk of some kind. So you might make an offer, others might make an offer towards you.
So there's one aspect of fooling that I would like to draw our attention to. It's the spirit of the fool. The fool's heart is pure. It's pure. And I'd like to draw your attention to all the work that's gone into making this conference happen. What an incredible job it is to put on an event like this. And I'll bet it's often thankless. So next time you walk by someone who's picking up the dishes in the lobby, who's staffing a booth, so that you can have some place to do some complaining. Just open your heart to the spirit of the fool and say thank you and share your appreciation for all the hard work and the love and the caring and the putting up with our foolishness that everybody on staff must do. And Bence, you're doing a magnificent job, and that gratitude extends to everyone who's helping with the conference. Deepest gratitude. Yes. So remember the spirit of the fool. It is always gentle. Always gentle. So foolishness and appreciation and risk-taking, all the things that are so precious in life.
While we were creating this session, we had a lot of fun. And we invented a greeting we'd like to share with you. So you know this one. Just practice that, just to remind yourself. to somebody else. To somebody else. So we've added a second part. Well, The first part, a bit that comes before. And so if you could first make this circle with your things like this. So you put this on your nose, like this, and then you do this. Very good. So you do this followed by... So could you just try that? It has to be done with the appropriate attitude. Try it out a few times so you really got it.
Thank you.
Doshin. So do you feel like now you're prepared? Anybody willing to play the game of fooling in the conference? Anybody? Okay. So we thought that it wasn't quite enough just to invite you and yes, off you go as fools. We would like you to, in fact it was Suzanne who wanted you all to make a commitment to the process. So we thought, if you make a commitment... Usually you have to sign a contract. So we've made a contract. And in the contract is everything that you're agreeing to. And you haven't got time to read it all right now. So we make it easy for you, like all those other things that you sign, all this information at the bottom, it says, yes, I agree, you just tick. So just to speed things up, we've already ticked for you. And all you need to do now is to sign the contract as you go out through this door. We need, let's see, 6 people who were in the workshop yesterday. Could 6 people stand up, please? So, and then 2 over here with Suzanne and 2 over here and 2 here. Come forward, please. Come forward. So we'll give you the contract. When you sign the contract and not before, you will be given the sticker.
The sign of your commitment.
The sign of your commitment. So then
practice
we...
Practice fooling.
Exactly. So we know that you're in for the game. That you've agreed. If you want to read the full contract, you can. We'll put these somewhere, but they're also, it's also online, and it shows you where it is online on the poster. Okay, so here you are.
Anyway, this gentleman says you need to at least know the headline and what it is.
Oh, yes, the headline, please.
Is Fooling. Sign your serious life away contract.
Good. So if those people could go to the doors with the contracts, we have that bit set up.
Yeah, I'm still...
It's all a little bit chaotic here, but never mind. Okay, now you can... Now we've done those bits, you can make yourself comfortable again, close your eyes if you like, and just have a listen to this. No! That was the wrong woman, it was the wrong woman. I'll try again.
What travel brings, What were we hoping to get out of this? Some kind of momentary bliss. I waited for something.
15 minutes extra.
And something died.
Should we just finish it early?
So I waited for nothing.
What's going on? What's going on?
Nothing arrived. It's our dearest ally. It's our closest friend. It's our darkest blackout. It's our final end. My dear sweet nothing, let's start anew. From here on in, it's just me and you. I waited for something, and something died. So I waited for nothing. Nothing arrived. Well, I guess it's over. I guess it's begun. It's a loser's table, but we've already won. It's a funny battle. It's a constant game. Guess I was busy when nothing came. I guess I was busy. Guess I was busy.
Piece is to turn to somebody and share with them some experience of your own, some story of when you took a risk, when you were a fool, or something that you want to do this week. Find somebody near you.
And before you open your mouth, hold on. Before you open your mouth, open your heart.
Why did you take this hat off? Mm-hmm.
Where is it?
It means something.
Hmm?
It means something.
That what?
We have to ask them to put the chairs back.
And where is your hat?
Somebody stole it.
Really? Oh.
No, they did. It's out there. Mark Walsh did.
That's not right. You can have mine.
And then we have to make announcements. And then only go to...
There we go. Now you're part of this.
Yeah, we're part of the crew.
This tribe.
So there's one floating around out there somewhere.
So it's great. So they after this, they move the chairs back. They have to make some announcements.
I need one
and
of
then
your heads.
People go out.
Of what?
Your hats.
Sign a contract.
For?
Today's my birthday, and I want to thank everybody to come to my birthday party.
And you want to borrow it or to keep it?
Pardon?
Do you want to borrow it or keep it?
I thought of borrowing it.
And maybe I'll let you keep it. there.
Can I have your attention, please?
Can you wait till we stop them, please? Can you wait till we stop them?
Yeah. Okay.
For me, this is good. Yeah, you have a bigger head.
Thank you, partner. Somehow that feels appropriate. Don't forget this. Just try it again. So we're coming up to the end of this session. We're going to put the chairs back. And then sit on them, and then there will be announcements.
I will get when we're done.
And then you can sign your miserable life away, your serious life away, on the contract. Get your poster, and then begin and practice.
Okay.
So, chairs.